Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing in Energy Wisdom. Today is Monday, September 15th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. On an external level, the auroras were very visible last night at obviously higher latitudes, but also mid-latitudes like Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut, here in Massachusetts, Ohio, some of the UK. So having the clear skies in many locations, and we just really had the perfect conditions, and I'll talk about what happened and why we were able to see those and for some of you feel those. We had quite a strong surge in the geomagnetic activity. We went from KP2 to KP5, and then it jumped up to KP7. So this was actually stronger than what they predicted. And we obviously got to G1 conditions pretty quickly. And what was predicted was G2, maybe, but we got to G3 storming. And that reached us at about 10:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Really, it was the combination of that co-rotating interacting region with that coronal high speed stream. And we saw those solar winds jumped up to 650 kilometers per second. So they really doubled pretty quickly, coupled with that BZ that was southward. That's what produced these amazing auroras. And no, I was not able to stay awake long enough to actually see them in full swing last night, which I will talk about actually in the energetic summary and part of the wisdom drop. So what do we have for solar flares? Just a handful of C. Like, let's talk about what our sun is doing other than handing us some coronal holes and shelling out these cosmic energies in the solar wind. So we did have a handful of C-class flares. The largest was a C3.8 from 4217. That was around 11:23 a.m. Eastern time yesterday. And a little bit less than that from the same region for flares. So really not much, you know, too important to go through every single one of those. There was just a handful and they were all from 4217. We did have multiple CMEs yesterday, coronal mass ejections with those flares, but none of them appear to be Earth facing. We have four active regions right now. 4217 is still emerging. So we don't actually know its complete positioning on its polarity right now, but we do know that the rest right now, 4216 and 4217, are beta and showing some potential. So we will see what they do. Tomorrow we should have a better update on what's going on with those sunspots. So like I said, solar wind, our speeds doubled yesterday. We went from 320 kilometers per second to boom, 650 kilometers per second. So that just a hair more than doubled. We're currently at 627 right now. So high speed solar wind is flowing in this morning. And that BZ is still southward right now. So like I said, that door, that flap is open. The interplanetary magnetic field held moderately high. It did vacillate, you know, north and south, but it held stronger, more south, opening up Earth's magnetosphere. Again, that's why we got an incredible view. I was seeing some of those pictures of the auroras today. I was able to catch part of it last night, but just not the full Monty, unfortunately. And yeah, sometimes it calls to be in a different way with the ether than just opening up our eyeballs and seeing it in the physical. So the KP. So we went from quiet to unsettled conditions yesterday morning to storming. And then 3 hours later, strong storming. And currently right now, as of this morning, we're at KP5. So we're in geomagnetic storm conditions right now. And what's predicted for the day is potentially a 6 to 7. That's potential, but we'll talk about that as we look at the potential forecast. So currently, we are experiencing G1 conditions, expecting more elevated solar wind today with G1, G2 storming conditions, and possibly G3, like I said. That's dependent upon if that BZ stays south again. M-class flares are a mere 15% prediction. And really, this is probably more the highlight for most people, is the auroras could be visible again tonight in case you missed it last night. So that really does depend on what else is coming in for solar wind, what the BZ does. It seems like, last night was probably quite the show. Don't know if we'll be getting anything that strong tonight, but it's possible. So keep your eye out for it as that may come your way, especially if you've got clear skies where you are today. We'll drop the Schumann in towards the end now. I was doing it before the potential forecast, and I like this ordering a little bit better. So yesterday, the Earth's natural heartbeat was stimulated by external solar activity. So I want you to understand it in those terms, because that's why we do the Schumann. The Schumann is the Earth's natural heartbeat. And we look at that variability of when that heartbeat goes in different places and spaces, because that affects us as human beings standing on Mother Earth and what she does and how she reacts to us, and how she's also reacting to these cosmic forces, especially the sun. So yesterday morning, you may have felt some fatigue or fog pretty early, but then it may have given way to some alertness and some clarity. And by late morning or early afternoon, you may have had a stronger emotional charge. You may have had some mental restlessness, and perhaps some old patterns or wounds were reemerging. And so this is a different form of realignment. It's a different form of recalibration as the field is reorganizing itself from this energy that's coming in from the solar wind energy and what she decides to do with it, right? Looking, because we can say the magnetic field, but what is the magnetic field from a consciousness standpoint? And what is she doing? What is she allowing in versus what is she not allowing in? Like I said, you've heard me say multiple times, I trust the intelligence of the Earth interacting with the sun and these cosmic forces. So a summary of all of this. So calm work yesterday morning, what I've noticed is people were reporting what they felt like was the flu or allergies or a cold, but people not feeling so well prior to the storm really hitting. Not sure if some of you experienced that, and I would say, then how are you today? So was it really sickness, or were you getting a bit ruffled from these energies before they were coming in? And perhaps in the late afternoon, as this energy really started to impact us, so getting things done in the physical may have been a challenge. And maybe with that sudden rush of energy, did you become charged? Did you become emotional? Were there sudden emotional releases or fatigue? So for me, the auroras are beautiful, don't get me wrong. I love seeing them. And there's also a wisdom in sleep. There's a wisdom to moving into these higher levels of awareness without letting our consciousness get in the way. So sometimes visually seeing with our eyeballs is allowing our consciousness to get into the way. That may seem like that's counterintuitive, because there's such a note about the auroras. And again, it's been my dream to see them, and being able to see them outside my door multiple times last year was just, off the chart. It was amazing. And at the same time, being able to meditate or go into a more aware sleep is a fascinating experience, because you think about, you've got all this cosmic energy that's coming in. How are you interacting with it if you can manage to stay awake? Because sometimes we can become extremely tired when these energies come in, and sometimes we just get knocked out, and that's okay too. So a little note before the wisdom drop. I've been doing this for 2 months now, and there's a good chance I'll be moving this over to a different format in the near future. Don't worry, I'll give you plenty of advance notice before I do. I just feel like I hear from so many of you that listen. You send me messages, you find me on different places, and I hear from you, which is great. And I'm not a super public person, and I'm also very mindful that this information comes through a lot of work on a daily basis and a lot of research on a daily basis. And I'd like to find a different way to honor this and honor the people that are actually committed to listening. So I'll be doing something a little bit different in the near future, but like I said, I'll let you know. All right, wisdom drop. So we are rebalancing in a different way right now. It's really important that we ground today that we breathe, that we allow these external cosmic forces and these currents to harmonize with our inner rhythms. And again, sometimes it's really chunky. Sometimes it's really, it doesn't jive with the logical world around you. It doesn't jive with, if you had to make dinner last night and then boom, you know, this energy comes in, how does that impact, you know, how you put the potatoes in the bowl? Does that impact, you know, how you are supposed to go grab a fork to then, you know, make sure that you're able to serve whatever you're serving? So, you know, it's basic things. Or if you had people that you were supposed to meet last night, you know, there may have been something that came in, and this is just what happens. You may not be able to move about your day, move about those moments the way that you thought that you could, because boom, you know, there's this emotionality that comes up and potentially comes through. So yes, this is the wisdom drop. This can open up intention. It can catalyze your heart-centered clarity. It can literally come out of your mouth before you've had a chance to even think about it. And especially during these peaks of incredible interaction, what came through for you? If you did have this yesterday, what was that? Because potentially we've got more of this activity coming today. We're not going to get the slam so hard like we got yesterday. However, we will get more of this energy that's flowing in with the solar wind. So with more of this activity coming today, how will you respond? You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.